is your 2018 so far? So far, so good. A little cold. I was away for a little while. I went on a retreat. It was like a special like priest retreat in Tallahassee, Florida. Yeah, and they said it has not snowed in Tallahassee, Florida, over 25 years. And then it snowed when I got there, you know. But it was a very fruitful retreat for me, and I prayed for all of you, you know, especially on this, all the parishioners here at St. Lucie. I think I developed a southern accent too, you know. So, what do y'all think about Epiphany? What is the Epiphany? What do y'all think? I've been telling you, I kind of feel bad because I've been telling you what I thought the Epiphany was for the last 5 years. It's all been wrong. Okay? So, for the last 5 years, I've been telling you an Epiphany is kind of like this, like, aha moment, right? Like this manifestation, this kind of, when the light bulb kind of just strikes and says, ooh, right? And, well, I just learned that's all wrong. Because I took this class called at USC called Creativity, Innovation, Entrepreneurship. And the whole class is about how creativity, epiphany moments, they don't just occur randomly in an instant. In fact, it takes a lot of work, years of research, wrestling with the subject, incubating. So for example, for the engineers out there, I'm sure you know a person named Tim Berners-Lee. Tim Berners-Lee. It took him over 10 years to kind of work on computers, trying to do this, trying to do that, get files, organization. And after countless years, over 10 years, of kind of wrestling with this whole subject, the idea finally came. The World Wide Web. And so creative epiphany moments, they don't just occur randomly. Steve Jobs says, epiphany moments occur when we are able to connect two things that we have been working hard at perhaps for many, many years. And it's the same thing with the epiphany of the Lord. The stars, right? You have the major scene, take a look, the major scene over there. This major scene didn't just happen randomly. Right? The stars didn't just line up randomly. Right? How long have they been talking about this moment? This moment has been in the works for centuries, my friends. Centuries of incubating, centuries of predicting of who's it gonna be, who, what, when, where, and why, to bring us our hope and salvation. And then the connection actually occurs, as I just read in the gospel. We saw the star at its rising. And have come to do him homage. And they prostrated themselves, opened their treasures, and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And if you look at Jesus too, it took time. It took time for him to actually save the world. What age did Jesus begin his ministry? People say 30. And so it took 30 years of incubating, of praying, living life, being obedient, learning how to do carpentry, and another 3 years to make the connection, to die on the cross for our salvation. And imagine if the epiphany was something like this, right? So we have the epiphany, and imagine like tomorrow, baby Jesus goes, well, I've been here for a day, I'm here, now I'm just going to die to save you. Because that's what you need, right? You know what I mean? It doesn't just happen. Even salvation doesn't happen in an instant. We got the entire Old Testament, folks. Right? But I think that is precisely how we approach sometimes prayer. That is precisely how we approach sometimes New Year's resolutions. You know, say, well, I really need this. Lord, help me now. Where's the light? I don't see it. Right? Or when we do see the light, it's just like a sudden reaction. So when we make New Year's resolutions, Lots of times we just say, well, it's a new year, 2018, I should lose weight. How's that going for you by the time you get to March? You know what I mean? That's not an epiphany. That's just what you want to do. Instead, epiphany takes time. The Lord rarely speaks to us in a very hurried manner, right? Instead, it takes time to incubate, brew, like a glass of wine. You got to open it. You don't just open the bottle and just drink it, chug it down, right? You got to open it. You got to let it do its thing, let it breathe, decanter, use a decanter, all this, right? Savor it, taste it, right? And so I ask us to approach this new year, 2018, with that kind of understanding of the epiphany and ask the Lord for an epiphany. How many of you, raise your hand if you have a New Year's resolution already? Okay, some of you, like 10% of you, right? Okay, all right. And the rest? Some people say, well, why make a New Year's resolution? I'm just going to break it anyways. All right? Or some people say, I'm making a resolution every day of my life. You know, January doesn't make any difference. Okay, I understand both perspectives, right? But I'm here to tell you, you know, in my life, up until this year, I have not made a New Year's resolution where I felt like it came from the Lord. In other words, I have never prayed about it. You know what I mean? And for those of us who have already made the New Year's resolution, did you actually pray to the Lord about this? Some of us. I, unfortunately, have not done it. I just felt like, well, this is New Year. I got to do something. No wonder I fail by the time I get to March. So for me, I was kind of praying at this retreat. It's cold. It's rain. It's snowing. So I just stayed inside the whole time, you know. Maybe that was good for me. Just, you know, not doing anything. Just staying and praying for all of you. And it really came to me, for me, I realized just how much I value time. Is time important to you? Value? Time is very important, right? That's why if this mass is over an hour, you get mad, right? You got things to do, people to see, right? Time is money, right? Time is important. No matter how rich or poor, what state of mind you're at, yeah, everybody gets only 24 hours, right? So I didn't notice that until when I was really praying and said, wow, how much I really value time, but in a negative way, in a negative way. So, for example, when people come, when I talk to people or people come to see me and people say, well, so for example, somebody says, well, you know, I have some issues with my marriage or something. And I say, okay, the first thing that comes to my head is, how can I save time? Okay, how can I save 15 minutes of my time, right? So I'm like a pharmacist. What's your problem? What's your issue? Here's the drugs. Take it and be good. That's horrible, you know? And that's what the Lord clearly kind of threw out to me and said, wow, I gotta work on this, you know, and see these people, you know, what's in their hearts? And how can I listen before I speak, right? But that idea didn't just come off of my head. It took years of working at it, right? And it took years of not doing the correct things to finally get to this point. And the Lord revealed to me, wow, this is something that, Stephen, you got to work on for the year 2018. What is your thing? And if you have never made a New Year's resolution, right, or don't like to do it, I ask you to do it, please, for the year 2018. And let me kind of guide you through the process, okay? Ask yourself, what is it that I truly desire? In the year of 2018, what do I desire? What do I want? What do I hope for? And you take that desire and you pray and you kind of think about it, let it incubate, you wrestle, and you ask, what does God want? What is God's desire for me in my life? What does God hope for me in my life in this year of 2018? And then when you kind of think, pray, wrestle, incubate, and then that's when the epiphany occurs. And I guarantee you, the Lord will reveal something to you, something that you need to work on, on this year of 2018. And that something probably is something that you have been working at for the last 5 years or getting to this point, or something that you always wanted to do but you couldn't do for the last 20 years. Whatever the reason was, because you had to raise the kids or you're working so hard, but now you're retired. Now you can do these things, right? And that, my friends, is an epiphany. Not just some random, right? So that's what I ask all of us to do. What is it that I hope, what do I desire this year? And what is it that God desires for me this year? And you put those two together, think about it, wrestle with it, pray about it. And I promise you, the Lord will reveal something to you. That is our epiphany. That is our New Year's resolution that I hope that we can commit to and fulfill